Please take your Bibles this morning, because I would like to read from Luke 18. I'd like you to read along with me. Talking about confession of sin, humility, and blessings from the Lord. Luke chapter 18, beginning verse 9. Jesus speaking, and he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. He said, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you. I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, he rebuked them. But Jesus called to him and said, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. I believe these passages are not just next to one another accidentally. But I think there's a connection here. I think I see one between confession of sin, humility, and God's blessing is all being connected. What does humble mean? If we said a man of humble means, we were saying he doesn't have much income. He doesn't have much wealth. And then this passage, remember, we're talking about Jews here. We're talking about people who are part of God's elect, whether they're tax collectors or Pharisees or little children. What does humble mean? Well, not wealthy. What does justification mean in this context? It means to be right in the sight of God, right standing with God. And what does blessing mean? What does blessing mean? To receive grace and kindness from God. Verse 9 is the key to the passage. Some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous. Where were they? They were in the temple, the holy place of worship. And the Pharisee came and examined himself before God and said a lot of good things. It's good not to be an extortioner or an adulterer, and it's a good thing to give tithes. And then there's the tax collector, a person who would be a Roman collaborator, one who would be seen as a traitor to most of those people in Israel. And he only brought one thing. He brought a confession of his status. Be merciful to me, Lord, a sinner. Both men were Jews. Both were in the temple. Both were part of the elect people of God. But Jesus said one went home justified, and the other did not. Only the man who humbled himself was blessed. Jesus said only he was justified, meaning renewed in his status before God. And what did he confess? He confessed that I need help. I'm a sinner. I don't have any works to bring. I don't have any good deeds to bring. All my righteousness, in our phrases, as like filthy rags. But we also see a group of people in the next passage that the disciples turned away. And they turned away, I would suggest, because they were too humble. Literally too humble. They had nothing to bring to God. They could not even confess their sinful status before God. They couldn't even speak or clothe themselves. These were toddlers who were totally dependent on others just to stay alive. So a discrepancy in disciples' thought came up. Well, these people don't qualify for God's blessing. But Jesus in this passage was teaching about humility. And because he was teaching about humility, that's exactly why these holy infants, toddlers, qualified. They had completely nothing. They were holy because they were part of the elect people of God. But they had nothing to confess. They couldn't confess if they wanted to. Their mouths could not even speak their thoughts. And what did Jesus say about people who were so utterly and literally humble and having nothing to bring? He said, unless we have the same status of heart, of being totally dependent upon our Heavenly Father, upon our God, that we can't even confess our sins, we can't even confess our status, we are totally, 100%, literally humble with nothing that we can bring. That is the heart that God blesses. That is the confession of heart that justifies. Anyone who does not receive God's blessing as that kind of toddler, Jesus says, won't get it at all because their heart is not right. Nothing in my hand I bring, only to thy cross I cling. So this morning, rather than ask you to reflect upon individual sins that we probably all have, I'm sure we all have confessed, Jesus was striking at a more fundamental root issue. Upon whom and before whom are you humble? Before whom do you have nothing to bring? Before whom do you personally depend upon your next breath, your next meal, a job? Upon whom do you depend for right standing with God? It is that heart, that kind of heart, that Jesus is talking about here. A heart that has nothing, it's completely dependent, nothing that they can even confess, because even our good confession, that too is a gift of God. This morning for our confession of sin, I'd ask you to bow. I'd ask you to just personally confess your humility, your lack of anything that you can bring before God, and confess your status before God. The status of someone who has nothing to bring to God, status of one of a dependent, totally dependent toddler, that even our confession of faith is a gift. Let us confess our sin before God. And I'll close. Heavenly Father, we confess that you are our Father. And we were no more in power and control over our second birth than we were of our first birth. Even our confession of faith that comes from a pure heart is a gift from you. And quite often the root of our sin is we think that we can live our life without you. We can function without you. We can earn food without you. We can breathe without you. We can live our own life as though it is our own life, when it is not our own life. We have nothing that you haven't given us. Father, help us to remember to walk humbly before you. You gave us our first birth. You gave us our second birth. And just as that infant laying in the arms of Jesus has nothing to bring to Jesus, nothing that infant can even confess to Jesus, that by your grace, as a holy infant, by your grace we are a holy people, by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And just as that infant, Lord, we pray your blessing and mercy upon our status as sinners who cannot help ourselves, who are totally in need of your help, not once, not twice, not even 70 times 7, but daily. We ask for your forgiveness, for having a heart that is not humble before you. Today, Lord, we confess that we indeed want to be a humble people, want to be humble individuals. We want to acknowledge you as our God, our Father, our Creator, our Lord, our Sustainer, our Redeemer. And with that heart of dependence, we ask you to forgive our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.